There is this story about Jesus that soon after he was baptized by John and came into full possession of his relationship with God as Father, as Almighty, and he decided, as many people do under those circumstances, to isolate himself in the desert for a period of time in order to savor, mature, ripen the experience with solitude and reflection and fasting, which was a traditional way of stressing the mind and stressing the body so that new manifestations would be made possible, new connections would be made, changes could take place in that inner landscape. And at the end of that period of time, according to the story, Jesus is tempted by the devil. Devil comes and says, of course, Jesus, you're hungry. This is the temptation of his own mind, of his self as an individual. The devil, that voice says, you know, you're one with God. You're all powerful now. Why not turn these stones into bread? You know, prove it. Prove it to yourself. Do something. And Jesus wisely sidestepped that confrontation and said in a quotation from the Old Testament part of the Bible that man is not supposed to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So his affiliation to his humility and his inner connection as a source of inspiration and sustenance was more important to him than succumbing to the allure of being powerful and being able to satisfy worldly desires.